Thank you, Professor Martin. I am really happy to be here representing not only Argentina, but Latin America. So thanks to the Onassis Foundation for this opportunity and honor. Over nearly three millennia, classic Greek tragedy has captured the attention of scholars from all over the world, from a wide variety of disciplines, to explain the enduring and unique attributes that continue to impel this treasured cultural heritage. On this occasion, our scope is equally broad. The three papers recently presented open the dialogue about the relationship between critical approach and modern performances of ancient Greek drama. The three raise several challenging questions about performance reception and its relevance to classics and to the present day. Our call today is to take up their questions, to return home with a greater awareness of these issues that our legacy is currently facing, and revive this debate in our countries and universities of origin. Regardless of the difference of perspectives and methods, all of these contributions stress that performance takes place at the intersection of the subjective and the collective, of the synchronic and the diachronic. Contemporary Greek tragedy performance entails a continuously active association between ancient text, performer, and audience. Remarkably, each of these renowned scholars examines this complex and dynamic puzzle, highlighting at least one of its pieces. Mavro Mustaku's paper presents illuminating and dissimilar opinions about modern performances of ancient Greek drama and analyzes the ideological debates around the use and misuse of performance space in contemporary Greek history. Dr. Hall articulates a diachronic analysis of performance reception through the example of Euripides' Iphigenia among the Taurians, showing its boundless social-political might. Dr. Constance draws attention to the emotions that characterize the audience of Greek tragedy in ancient and modern times. In spite of their diverse focuses, the three emphasize that meaning is realized in the process of reception. Furthermore, the three contend each performer's reception is unique, since any displacement of classical material involves appropriation and, consequently, ideological transformation. According to their agreement, then, contemporary performances based on ancient Greek tragedies must be analyzed as events rather than fixed texts. Each performance should be considered within its specific historical and cultural context to illuminate both discursive and artistic experiences. Breaking down the dichotomy logos-techne, the topic of this session creates a liminal and transformative space for all the pieces of the puzzle: text, performer, and audience, and a fourth part, the corporeal nature of the theater, highlighted by both Hall and Mavro Mustakos. In this way, contemporary performances of classic Greek tragedies are considered creative processes where the original text is solely one element among others. Any performance is unique because its particular audience emotionally reacts to drama, as Constant points out, and because the memories created by classic tragedies are particularly intense, as Hall shows in detail. Additionally, the theater space, as Mavro Mustakos says, is singularly instrumental and, of course, polemic in furnishing the world of imaginary of any given culture. This open and rich starting point encourages us to think about and discuss other interesting questions brought to light by these papers. Firstly, the authors consider the role of text in performance. Should the text have the authority? They share the same opinion. Not only does cultural history impact performances, but it enriches them by making them functional and available to the culture in which they are carried out. As we know, authenticity was not a classical concern, and its definition is ever-changing. The problem is that our concept of authenticity involves attempting to recreate the aesthetic of classical productions. Consequently, when the aim is to achieve an authentic performance, does this create a distance between the performance and public, as Mavro Moustakos and Constance state? Evidently, this kind of distance was not experienced by ancient audiences. On a related note, Hall brings up another fascinating issue in her paper. How can theatrical practices stand witness to history? All this guides us to a deeper question. What makes an artistic work a classic masterpiece? Yesterday, it was suggested that classics are those works which are visited continuously throughout cultural history. But does visit mean reproduce or reinvent? Definitely, the connection between performance and classic text is problematical because both are associated with other two conflicting notions, the ephemeral nature of performance experiences and the transcendental essence of classics. Hall and Constant present a second overarching question relating to an anthropological query concerning the staying power of classic Greek drama. Do cultural transformations mean there is no enduring quintessence of human experience? Constant examines the audience role and presents an exciting glimpse at the perspective that emotions analysis can offer on the subject of universality, human nature, experience, as they relate to performance. He shows us that cultural conditioning affects the collective experience of passions and posits that this unexplored field offers a fertile point for cross-cultural and diachronic comparison. However, his provocative essay also prompts us to question further. Is it possible to look for only one effect on the audience? Can the modern public be considered a homogeneous mass? In other words, are we able to study collective emotions, or should we think about subjective experiences? And more, can we talk today about intended emotions occurring during performance? Finally, cultural conditioning motivates us to consider two other concerns. First, we should ponder the impact of translation on reception. Is translation a nexus between the ancient text and its reception in performance, as Constant argues? Is it appropriate to write translations for the stage? Of course, in modern performances, this matter of discussion entails also the place of dialogue, the importance of music and verse, the staging, and many other decisions closely linked with adaptation and interpretation. Cultural conditioning also relates to the relevance of temporal and spatial location that both Hall and Mavro Moustakos suggest. Does it matter only for the original dramas, or does it equally influence the recreated performances? How does the duplication of coordinates, the ancient and the current one, affect the audience? This last observation, of course, is linked to the controversy about the institutionalization of ancient Greek drama performances that has been a serious political problem in modern Greek history, as Mavro Moustakos shows. It is also linked to new performance proposals concerning ancient Greek drama, such as Hall's Inspiring Project. These papers demonstrate that performance studies are at the center of critical discourse. Reception study from the performance perspectives is surely one point that remains unsettled. All this productive discussion, then, is likely to find a receptive welcome among scholars of theatre studies and among adventurous and theoretically inclined classicists. The move by classicists into performance is certainly a response to recent intellectual currents. Furthermore, the contingent nature of drama, so closely tied to places and times of performance, entails future perspectives due to its collective cultural potential. In conclusion, this rich interdisciplinary cluster applies long-standing critical debates to performance reception of classical drama, reminding us that even when ancient Greek texts are implicated with the most radical performances, they continue being paradigms. We are dealing simultaneously with preservation and renovation. We are dealing with classics and our present. Thank you.